Okay, as far as injuries go, really, the only one that that's injured is Fish, and he kind of re-hurt that shoulder that he had earlier, and we'll just see how he does coming up here. I thought it was a good game all the way around. Each phase had its time and moment. At the same time, we're coming out of this thing, and we've got a lot of stuff that we can and need to work on, and we'll continue to do that. We appreciate the fans and the support that we had with the Kansas City fans, and they amaze me every week that they travel like they do. It's great to be in the playoffs, but we also understand that that's not where it stops. And so we've got to finish this season the right way, and we're going to do that. I can go around and pick out a lot of players here and coaches for the jobs that they did. I think Jamal's was special just by numbers and how it ranked amongst things that have been done in the league and with the Chiefs. So. The receiving yards, the receptions for touchdowns. He had one of those days, five TDs. That's something. And then the eight takeaways as a team and defense, I thought was special. So those two things, and a lot of people went into Jamal doing his part, and a lot of people were involved in those takeaways. So my hat's off to all of them. On the job that they did, and again, Dennis Allen he's busting his tail here, along with Reggie to bring this program back, and there've been so many positive things this year, and there were so many positive things on their side today, that we've got a ton of respect for them and the job that they're doing here. So, time's yours. Yeah, I'm proud most of the players and the perseverance that they and trust that they've had, and us coming in as new coaches, and in most positions we did have a couple guys that were from the last staff. I said this before. I mean, there were some good things that went on last year, and then the guys. But the main thing is the guys buying in to the things that. That we've presented to them. That's not always an easy thing to do. That trust thing it's an easy word to spit out here, but it's a hard thing to get done. And these guys have done that. They trust each other. They trust the coaches, and they play as a unit. They're happy for each other. They pull for each other. It doesn't matter if you're on offense, defense, or special teams. And that's priceless. So I mean, I appreciate that part. He's got my vote, and I probably everybody the how many ever folks that were here today. I'm sure he's probably got their vote. I don't know how anybody could be more valuable to a team and to the success that we've had than he has. So I'm pulling for him.
So Miami wins. How much more gratifying is it to come out here and seize it yourself as opposed to hearing, "Well, you're in"?
Yeah, you know, I didn't hear any scores, Randy, but I figured since I didn't hear any scores, it probably meant that that New England lost and Miami won. So I'm okay with it. I'm fine with that. I'm doing what we had to do. I thought that was important. I never felt, even if we did know the scores, that that the guys would let up at all. It's just not their nature. So it was a tough thing that these players did and coaches did by having the game that we had at Washington and then coming back and still mustering up the energy to do this here, you know, with a road trip and that whole deal that goes with it. I'm proud of them for that. Well, they do a great job, number one, rushing the passer, and their blitz game's phenomenal. And Dennis does a heck of a job of rolling his coverages. I mean, like probably nobody else in the National Football League. And so, you know, we felt that since we didn't score one time out of the first five drives last game against them, you know, we thought maybe the screen game could help us get going, and it worked for us. You know, it was something that, with our great pass rush, that we felt we needed to help slow it down a little bit.
Yeah. The quarterback pitched a perfect game, 158.5.
Yeah.
Talk about his role.
Well, I told you the great ones, and I put him in that car. You know, I've liked him. I've told you since he was in college there. The great ones make everybody around him better, and I'm talking about both sides of the ball, special teams, and he has that ability to do that, and I appreciate the leadership that he's brought here, you know, and what he's given to our team. So we know in this league that position is a pretty important position, and we're fortunate to have him here.
How about yourself? As you look at this, just what galvanizes you? What was the thing that you had to do to get where you are right now in the playoffs in this first year?
Well, we've taken it day by day, all of us. So it's not a one-man show at all. I'm lucky to have the Hunts and Clark to support the things that we've tried to do as a staff and give us an opportunity to win football games. And so we've been put in very good positions to do that all the way. From training camp, the site of training camp, the university there was phenomenal, and all the way through here, the different steps have been on. You know, people have gone above and beyond the call of duty for us, so we're fortunate that way.
Different steps like what?
Like what? I'm not sure. All the little things that have taken place. I mean, you can figure all of them. I can't sit here and tell you all of them, but you know, from the off season with the things that Doris added to this, added to the team all through training camp. I mean, you've watched the different steps that the offense and defensive special teams have taken as we've gone on, and you know how guys are becoming more familiar with the schemes each week. So.